Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When we invite him into the center of our motherhood, it becomes a joyful and amazing and fulfilling experience.
So Leslie, what kind of picture before you had kids, what kind of picture did you have of motherhood? What ideas did you think motherhood would be like?
I was really afraid of having kids, actually. We were married about 10 years before we started a family, and part of that was because I had heard a lot of negative things from young moms. I had heard my husband and I were traveling and speaking on relationships, and a lot of moms would say to me, you know, yes, you have a beautiful marriage now, but just wait till you have kids.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful.
Everything will change. Or, you know, yes, you have an orderly home now, but just wait till you have kids. It'll be a total, you know, disaster all the time. And so just all this negativity really got me worried about it. Even though when I was younger, I had always dreamed of being a mom. When I got older, I was really worried that it would just be completely chaotic and miserable and exhausting. And I was afraid of what it would do to me and our marriage and my relationship with God and everything. And so I really began to pray because I said, God, you know, I want to be a mother and I feel like this is part of your plan for me, but I am really afraid to take that step. And I began to study his pattern in scripture, reading Proverbs 31, reading verses like Psalm 113:9 about becoming a joyful mother of children. And I also read a book called Great Women of the Christian Faith, which is basically just a historical account of all these women throughout history. And a lot of them had lots of kids, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children, and yet they had such a beautiful impact upon the world for Christ. They were excellent in their homes. They were excellent in their ministries. Their marriages were strong. And so I began to realize, you know, when you invite Christ into the center of any area of your life, it doesn't have to be chaos and defeat. It can be joyful and it can bring glory to him. And I began to catch his vision for motherhood. And that's when I really began to be excited about having a family.
You know, my sons are grown. They're all married now. But I got to tell you, when I had young kids, I was so overcome by those just wait statements from older women. And I just think, you know, as Christ followers, that we can't put that kind of burden on younger moms. Just wait. We'll just wait till they leave the home. We'll just wait till they become teens. Because, I mean, how do you handle something you don't have the grace to walk through yet? You're not there yet. And so
Exactly. What
I liked about what you wrote is that you start to read these accounts of great godly women who did pull it off. And I can't remember how you worded it, but basically you got a new vision. You got a fresh vision for what is possible. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.